Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of GQ Palace Radio with Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T.
And this is Rachel.
What's up, Diva?
Not much. How you doing?
I can't complain. I won't complain.
It ain't gonna make it better, no way.
And you know this. How's your week been?
All right, so far. All right, I can't complain. I really can't. Because if I do, it's not gonna make it any better. So I just stay prayed up. Stay prayed up.
I know that's right.
Yeah. I know one thing. I tell you, I thought that we were gonna start at our old time, 8:00. So if you had not hit me up, I would have had my phones on charge right now.
But you know what? I would have still found you. I would have found you, okay? So, I mean, you know, yes, everyone, it is a new time. It's from 7 to 9 now. But we're still going to go in as always, you know.
Exactly.
But like I said, how was your Valentine's?
It was all right. I can't complain. I can't complain. I'm not in the lovey-dovey spirit these days.
And I know that's right.
All I do is work, so.
Right.
That's
right. Yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, I was happy, you know. With everything, you know, nothing but phone calls. It's just the thought that, you know, really counts.
Exactly. But did you enjoy it though?
Yeah. You know I did.
Good.
All the grinning that I was doing, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, but you ready for tonight? I got some goodies for you.
You got some goodies. What you got, lady? What you got?
If you're in a relationship and you cheat on your mate, does that mean you love your mate?
Wow. All right, let me go on experience here. Relationship, if you're in a relationship and you cheat on your mate, doesn't mean you love. Doesn't mean you love which person, the mate or the other person. So
the mate.
Okay. Yeah, you can be in a relationship and love your mate and still cheat on that mate. However, I feel that if you're in a relationship and you're in love with your mate, that I know myself, being when I was in love, when I'm in love, I don't cheat. If I'm in a relationship and I just, you know, got love for that person, I love that person, given it, sorry. But I'm only speaking from my past.
I think you was moving enough fast and got choked up on y'all.
In my past.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, you know, my thing is, hey, it happens every day, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, this is a situation there again lies upon the individual.
Uh-huh.
Me, I mean, just because I may stray out for a second or whatever, it doesn't mean that I don't love that person.
Uh-huh.
But actually, I'm like you, that was back in the days when I was doing puppy love.
Right.
Now that I'm older, when I commit with someone, that's who I want to give my all to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't no ifs, ands, and buts, you know. Well, I'm going to see him this week, but next week, you know, I'm going to be with somebody else. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, it's an individual thing.
Right. Because think of it. If a person is a cheater, if that person is classified as a cheater, and they end up finding a person that they actually start loving, is it going to slow their cheating down? You know, would they just limit their cheating to just maybe one person? You know?
I don't think so, because I was in a relationship like that. You know, I'm thinking that, hey, I'm the only one. You saying that you love me, but in all reality, how could you love me and you out here with Sue, Cyril, Jane, Pauly, and
right.
You know, and people get that word so messed up.
True.
You know, love is not just a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say it, you should mean it, or don't say it at all to me.
Right.
You know, and I mean, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, when I say that you're mine,
mm-hmm.
then that's all I want.
Right.
I don't want nobody else.
Uh-huh.
You know. And you can tell a lot of people, I love you. You know, it has different meanings to whoever that is. Like, I love you. You're
my
sister.
I love you, too. I love you,
but, you know, my boo, my man, when I tell him I love him, it's in a special and another way.
Uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah.
So
And then when you tell, when you get the deeper feelings, and you tell that person, I'm in love with you.
Right
there. Right then and there, that's all the cheating goes, I feel, goes out the door.
Right. You know, when I say I love you, I'm beginning to fall in love, but I haven't told you that I'm in love with you yet.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
is a difference.
Right.
Telling you that I love you and being in love with you is not the same thing.
I agree, totally.
Huh, that's something else we can talk on one day. But anyway.
Definitely.
Let's open up the phone lines.
Okay.
646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the line with Rachel and myself. Or just hold the line, sit back, and take the ride. We're going to go to our first song, Diva.
All right.
So everyone just hold the line, and we'll be right back.
Hello, do you have a minute? I noticed you from across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out? Baby, 'cause there's something that I wanna say to you, my love. Account for seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all.
With your bad self.
Uncle T, Charlie could sing to me all day.
Girl,
long.
You better hush it. And you know what is blending right in with what we're talking about?
Exactly.
He said all he have to give is my love.
Mm-hmm.
It was Charlie Wilson's Dons and Divas. All I have to give is my love. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you ready for the first caller, lady?
You know I am.
Let's converse. Let's talk with David L. David L., are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, David. How are you?
What's happening?
Everyone, David is an author that's been on our show before, and he's got some good books, so check out David L.
Did you hear our topic for tonight, David?
No, I didn't.
Okay. If you're in a relationship and you cheat on your mate, are you, I mean, does that mean you love your mate?
Cheating and love is two totally different topics. One's got nothing to do with the other.
Okay.
And it's only cheating when you get caught. It's just like a tree only makes noise if you're in the distance when it falls.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right now.
Wow. Have you ever been in that predicament?
Nah, Oops. Not yet.
Okay.
Allegedly. Let me preface that, allegedly.
Allegedly, right? That you know of.
I mean, could it work both ways?
Yeah,
that's true.
And you also got to understand. A lot of times, first of all, there's different definitions, there's different levels of cheating, and there's also a misconception of what people consider cheating.
Mhm.
And the logic behind it, because one of the logical connotations that people bring to it is, I'd be a real fool if I put myself in a situation where I was loyal all these years and then to find out that my mate's actually been the one cheating. I could have been out there doing my thing the whole time. So you actually feel better knowing that, okay, you know what? Although my mate was cheating and I caught that person, I was also doing my thing during that same, you know, interim.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow. Well, we have another male perspective. We have Mike on the line. Mike, are you there?
What's up, ladies? What's up?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi.
I'm all right.
Welcome. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic tonight?
Mm-hmm. I heard bits and pieces. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Okay. If you're in a relationship, you cheat on your mate, does it mean you love your mate?
Well, it depends on how it goes. That's the way I see it. I see it depends on how it goes. Because you cheat on somebody, that don't mean you love them. Some people cheat out of anger. You understand? They do it out of anger, so they feel like, all right, I'm going to get this person back. But that don't mean I don't love them. That don't mean I'm not in love with them. You understand? I'm not going by my heart. I'm going by my mind right now. I'm not going with my heart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? So, me personally, I feel like this. Because I heard somebody say cheating and love was two different things. All right.
Yes, that was our first caller.
All right, you can't actually put them in the same category, because just because you cheat on somebody doesn't mean you don't love them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you got people that cheat for no reason. You got people that cheat out of anger. You got people that cheat because that's what they normally do. But that don't mean you don't love that person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you could take it on another perspective, like, okay, well, I don't want to be with this person. And instead of telling them you don't want to be with them, you're going to cheat on them. And if they find out, then it is what it is. You understand?
Right, instead of just going ahead and leaving.
Exactly.
You know, you know, if it's not there, just walk away.
Exactly.
You know, be a man or a woman about it and say, hey, this is not working.
Right.
Exactly.
And then that way, you know, either way you're going to be hurt. But I think it's going to hurt more if you're caught cheating.
Well, it depends. You know, if you're trying to be real sneaky about it,
mm-hmm.
then yeah. okay? You're going to be hurt because you're trying to be sneaky about it and you're trying to get your cake and eat it too.
Right, right.
So, yes, it's going to hurt you as well because you still want this person, but now you're stuck in between of you dealing with the person you're with and the person you're cheating with, cheating on them with.
Whole big mess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it's turned into a nightmare now.
Exactly. And that's the bad part about it.
Yeah.
Now,
some
there
people
are,
don't feel like that.
There are, you know, people that have the type of relationships that, you know, they have open relationships and, you know, that sort of thing, which is a whole different category of, you know, of relationship anyway. There's different types of relationships.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
It is. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize that. Because I don't know if y'all still got the brother on the line that was saying that it's like two different
David,
categories.
David, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, he's still here.
Yes, I don't understand how it could be a format of this person cheating and the love is not being the same thing. So I would like for him to, you know, express that opinion a little more to me because I'm a little confused with that statement.
David.
You know what I mean? I mean, basically it's the concept of, again, it just goes back to, you know, everybody's definition of what they consider love or cheating. And, you know, one person's definition is going to be, you know, someone else's, you know, disagreement. So from a standpoint of relationship, again, you know, okay, use the example of swingers. You know, swingers, you know, they do their wife swapping or whatever you may want to, you know, consider it. Their logic or their mentality is going to be different from someone else, and someone else is going to say that they're the deviants, which, you know, may not be true. That goes back to the concept of, you know, okay, if you're speeding and you broke the law, are you a criminal? Or, you know, from the standpoint of, okay, you shot somebody, you're a criminal. Or, you know, because you shot multiple people, that makes you more of a murderer than the individual that maybe shot one person and killed that one person. You understand what I'm saying? So, again, it just goes back to the whole definition of what you consider, you know, cheating. In a standpoint, or in the context of the verbal commitment or the agreement that you have with your spouse or partner.
Okay,
can I interact on that?
If it's all right.
Go ahead.
Okay, my thing is, she is a perfect example. Like he just said, you got the swingers. They known for doing that, so they cheating is like a normal open relationship to them. So they don't have no problem with, all right, well, we're going to this couple house and we're going to that couple house. But like you said, swingers is involved with two. So would that person get mad if the other person just went beyond their back and did it? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Swingers, you got to know yourself. Know your wants and needs, know your mate. And, you know, swingers, they are mutually agreeing that they're gonna, you know, do this type of thing. And from what I heard with swingers, there's this whole different lifestyle. You know, they get tested. They, you know, these places that they go to, these sites or whatever that they go on or whatever. I think it's more, from what I hear, they gotta get tested, and it's this whole big. It's hard.
With swingers?
Huh?
Well, who has to get tested? I missed that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I knew someone who was doing the swinger thing.
Oh, okay.
Her and her mate, she said, you know, they didn't want to just go out to a bar somewhere or go out to a club or just go on some type of nasty website or whatever. They wanted to do it clean and classy, but which is the safest way, but you have to get tested. You have to put in a certain application. It's
wow.
The crazy stuff that they had to go through. But they were happy, and it's what they wanted, and they enjoyed doing it.
But swingers is something like, you know, like you said, get tested. That's something like a porno person, you know, doing porno. You understand?
Uh-huh. Right.
So that's why I specifically said, you know, that's two different things. But will that, if they swing and they're a couple, so would that man get upset if that woman went behind his back? Would that woman be upset if that man went behind her back? You understand? You had
a point there.
Okay, and hold that thought, as a matter of fact, because that did happen to this couple. I'm going to get back to y'all on that. We have another caller. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
hi,
Vanessa.
Welcome to Love Fantasy. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
Dumb what? What about the swingers? I just got in.
No, actually, the topic is, if you're in a relationship and you cheat on your mate, does that mean you love that mate?
Do I love that if I'm still going to be in love with that mate if they cheated on me?
Basically,
that's what
yeah.
you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. But that's not what happened in my relationship. The mine's ended because I just couldn't deal with it no more.
Okay.
Mine still, you know, it ended where I just couldn't deal with it no more, and I just left him today.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm saying, okay. Can I interact on the female's question right there, please?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you said you left him today. Now, you left him, but does that mean you're not in love with him?
I'm not. I'm not in love. I have love for him because he's my son's father. But as being in love with him, no, I'm not. I'm done.
But how can you fall out of love with somebody in one day?
It wasn't even one day. It's been over. We've been together for 21 years.
Whoa.
So it's been over a period of time.
Okay, so you've been with this man for 21 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what the situation was, but whatever it was, it forced you to leave this man. Now, this is your soulmate. This is actually your husband, common law husband. Okay? So you call him in a situation or whatever the case is, blase, blase. A part of you still love him. You can't say a part of you don't love him because you do. Right now, that's anger that you built up inside. That's a lot of anger. It's not that you don't love him. You don't love him because of what he did at this moment. But God forbid.
That's not even that I don't love him. It's not that I don't love him. I don't love him enough where I can be in the same household with him.
Wow. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. Well, before we go any further, we have Kia on the line. Kia, are you there? Kia, are you there?
Sorry, hello.
Hey,
hi.
Kia.
This is me. Can't listen anymore.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Did you hear our topic for tonight, Kia?
I'm sorry. I just heard a piece of song. Somebody was talking about being married or something. I don't know.
If you're in a relationship and you cheat on your mate, does that mean you love your mate?
Ooh.
Got a picture.
Trying to make you think about, huh?
But it's not even that.
Waiting for it.
Hello?
If I'm in love with him, I wouldn't cheat on him.
What?
If I'm not in love with him, then I would cheat on him. If I'm in love with him, I wouldn't cheat on him. So I don't. Oh, that's cool. So
yeah. Prior to you getting on, we were talking about different types of relationships and, you know, whether, are we just dating and I love you, or, you know, are we a couple and I'm in love with you? And I was saying, in my opinion and my experience, when I was in my past, if I love that person, just have love for that person, I would end up cheating on that person. But once I fell in love, that gave it a whole different perspective. The cheating completely goes out the door.
Right.
Anyway, I think, you know what, I don't like anybody who, you know, you're dating or whatever. I think I that's the first date, dating. I mean, you know, I'm not ready for a relationship because if I'm dating somebody and if I do fall in love with that person, that's something that will grow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Be in a relationship and got so much stuff I want to do. I don't want to be one guy's woman, you know. I mean, it's just me.
Right.
but then I will fall in love and be in love. But you saying the question was, if I cheat on my mate, do I still love him?
Yes. Does that mean you love him?
Because if I loved him, I wouldn't cheat on him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
How come he wouldn't cheat on me? If he loved me, I wouldn't want him to cheat on me. That's a what did everybody else
say? we also were saying that, you know, you could tell somebody that different people have different meanings of love. So I could walk with my, you know, one of my coworkers. Hey, love you, you know.
Right, right.
So it depends on your definition of love. It depends on your relationship with that person. How do you need to love it?
I don't agree with that. If you're with your co-worker, whatever you hear, you say, love, but when you're with a mate, it's a different type of love.
Right.
But you can't say that. You got people that have been together for over 20 years. Because they cheat on a person doesn't mean that they don't love them. So you cannot say
but
that
that's
not,
that's true.
The same category.
That's true.
That's true. That is so true. Doug and Diva, the phone line
you
that
can,
lit up, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press the 1 to get in on this topic, or just sit back, hold the line, and listen to the show and enjoy it. But press step 1.
Wouldn't that be like you love him, but you're not in love with him? Because you
right.
had so much. You're friends, but you're still with him regardless. You know, because you spent so many years together. You have so, you know, regardless of the ups and downs and everything, you're still going to love that person.
Okay, so you think because you cheat on somebody, that means you're not in love with them?
You don't love them?
A one-night stand could be the same thing. People have one-night stands. That don't mean they don't love their person.
You think you'll fall in love with somebody with a one-night stand?
No, I said about
that. You can't fall in love with somebody with a one-night stand.
No, you're not listening. You're not listening. That's not what I said. What I said was... Because you cheat on somebody, they ask, if you cheat on your mate, do you still love them? You said, if I love somebody, if I cheat on somebody, I don't love them. If you have a one night stand with somebody, that means you're not gonna go back to your mate.
No. I'm saying if I'm in love with him, I would not want to try to cheat on him. That's me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in love with him, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to love him and I'm in love with him and then I want to go cheat on him. You know what I'm saying? Because I see this guy, I'm going to give him 100%. I mean, I don't want to be in love with him and then all of a sudden I see this guy that I used to know, whatever, then all of a sudden I'm going to cheat on him, but then that's going to...
Okay. Now, can I give you a scenario? Okay, let's say you with somebody.
Right.
And this was your man head over heel.
Right.
Now, we decide to pick up and leave. All right? Now, remember, this is a man that you head over heels for. And let's say he's going for about 2 to 3 months. All right? You meet somebody else. You with that person. But now, this man that's head over heels gives you a story that you feel is to your acknowledge, well, okay, yeah, you know what? That could have happened. You know, I apologize. So now you're stuck in between two. Remember, this first man was the man that you really loved. But now you're with somebody that you're in love with. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you do something with that man before he left, you feel like, okay, well, you know what? I want to do something with this man before I left. It's going to be this one time. It's one time only. That's it. I'm not going to do it no more. Does that mean you don't love that man that you're with now?
No. You love him. I mean, yeah.
Donovan Davis. I want you to hold the line. We're going to go to our next song. Everyone hold the line, please. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Hello. I am subconscious. Don't be afraid. Leave yours. Don't be alone. Always supreme. Say it,
what?
That was Adorned by Miguel.
Mm. I love it. Love it.
Yes. I'm telling you, the DJ is on point. He got it going on. Yes. Yes. Is everyone still here?
Yes.
Yes. I'm still
yes.
here.
So, I mean, this topic is pretty hot right here now.
Yeah. So I'm going to get back to what I was saying about that that couple that was doing the what do you call that?
Swingers.
The swingers. Yes. So what happened was they went out three times, enjoyed themselves, and. I think, let me see, it was, they went out with a male, so it was the couple, lady and male, and they went out with
a male,
enjoyed themselves, and come to find out, her mate was seeing the male on the side.
Wow.
Yeah. And she didn't even know that he went that way, you know?
Wow.
The way he portrayed it was that he, you know, enjoyed seeing her with another male. But when it came down to it.
Oh, no, that's kind of fishy right there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing. Wow.
So he claimed. Say,
I don't know about no man being like that. I don't know.
Right. What man in the first place is going to, what man is going to be turned on by seeing that woman with another man?
I just don't see it.
Me
because
personally,
I couldn't sit there and watch my man do another woman. Bottom line.
Uh-uh.
I refuse. I mean, even knowing that he might have slept with somebody is enough.
That's too much
right there.
Yeah.
That's what swingers is about. So that's why I was like, okay, well, you know what, you got this woman, and, you know, some dudes could probably do that. I don't know, but I'm not going to sit there and watch no man bang out mine.
Right. So he wasn't interested in the woman in the first place. He was using the woman to get, you know, to cover up his liking toward other men and
been
on the side hitting men. You know, that's the same thing with this relationship about men and women who are together for the wrong reason because they're hiding the down low or whatever syndrome or whatever. Down low, brother. Yeah.
Right.
Homeboy. That's a whole different topic because you got a lot of them cats out.
You can't tell.
Any of my boys know that's listening. If you listen, if I find out you want to
never
down
know.
Low, it's going to be a problem.
Dons and Divas, the phone lines are lit up. The number to call is 646-238-38. Press 1 to get in on the topic, or just hold the line and listen to the show. But Mike, I feel you on that one.
Special purposes. That is an interesting ratio.
Yes.
Because you can't. I feel like this. It, just like they say, I'm not disagreeing with anybody. They say if you love somebody, why would you cheat on them? You understand?
Right.
Why would you cheat? You gotta realize feelings. Some feelings is uncontrollable. They probably not cheating because, which I'm not saying it's right, they probably not cheat. They probably cheating on them because they was mad at them. They assumed something, which it could be an excuse as well. You understand?
Right.
But me personally, I feel like you can't say because you cheat on somebody you don't love them. You understand? It's like you just like, okay, if you beating up on somebody, does that mean you don't love them? You understand? So how could you actually justify that statement about, okay, because I'm cheating on them, this person, I don't love them? No, what, like if you watch TV with some people, when they be like, oh, well, if you love this person, why are you here in the bed with me right now?
Well, my thing is, okay, use a threesome as an example. You're in your home and you and your mate have another significant other or just another random person. I mean, how can you even consider that as cheating?
Baby,
if that's what you consider,
that.
I have no clue. But whoever it is, please turn your music down or off.
It wasn't me.
Oh, David, you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay. But I'm just saying, what do you say about a situation like that? A threesome. I mean, because they're doing, you know, with that other person, it doesn't mean that they don't love. Obviously, they love that person enough to have that threesome.
Yeah.
They're a mate.
Again, we're talking about, you know, schematics, you know, definitions of what you consider, whether it's cheating or the act itself. Some people say that from an emotional standpoint, you know, kissing holds more weight than the actual act of intercourse. A lot of people say that. So
really?
We're always going to have disagreements of what's considered cheating and how do you love a mate if you cheat, because, number one, especially, I'm going to say, from a male standpoint, a lot of times it's the actual act in itself, and there's no emotions involved or very little. Whereas the majority of women, there may be more emotions tied to the act itself. So that's why a lot of times when a woman cheats on her spouse and the emotional part of it is connected to it, there's probably no coming back. But whereas on a male standpoint, and the brother that's online, he can correct me if he thinks that, you know, he disagrees. From a male standpoint, a lot of times a woman will look at it from a standpoint of, you know, how did you cheat on me, and why did you cheat on me, and, you know, why would you go through a situation when you cheated on me? But from his, you know, mentality, it's the act itself, which there's no emotional, you know, connection to it. So not that it doesn't matter, but in his mind state, it's, you have nothing to worry about, I still love you.
Wow.
Yep.
You know, when it comes down to that kissing. Go ahead.
I hear that. Well, we have another caller on the line. Kim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Kim?
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Hey, how's everybody?
Good, how are you?
All right.
What up, Kim?
Hey.
Did you hear our topic for tonight?
Yes, I did. And I have to say, I think that maybe I'm from like the old school era of it, because in my life, I'm like, you know what, if when you make that spiritual connection with someone and that connection is physically, emotionally, that's like the complete package sexually, you know, you're giving your all to that person. So the minute that you decide that you want to step out and cheat on that person, you can't possibly say that you love that person. I'm sorry. What do you love? You love the good times? What are you loving about that person? To me.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I agree with that. That's what I'm hearing.
Can I
ask on that? Yeah, I'm hearing some of the Go ahead.
Okay, because that's the same thing another caller had just said. You understand?
Okay.
I don't know who it was. Another female just said the same thing. Okay.
I
like
said
I
it. I don't think it's...
Okay, you can't say because, like I said, you can't say that, which I expressed the point already. You understand? So that means if a person cheat on you, right, and you take them back, does that mean you love them less?
Are you asking for my personal opinion? Because like
I'm actually asking everybody on the line.
Well, you said somebody said that, and what I'm telling you is that. And my personal experience, my personal opinion is you can't possibly love someone that you make a connection with and you're in a relationship with, not dating, in a relationship with. You can't cheat on that person and say, oh, you know what, babe? I love you. How can you love me? You just cheated on me. You just gave away something that was sacred to me to somebody else. So how can
right,
I just say,
right,
you can say
right.
you can tell me you love me,
right,
but there's
right,
no
right,
way you can tell me
right,
that you
love
me.
Right.
And if
so
I take you back,
I'm
then I'm just, if I, but if I take you back after you cheated on me, that's on me. You know,
right,
like, do I,
right,
I love
right.
the person, do I love the person
okay,
any
which,
less?
Which
but to answer your
yeah.
question, you said, so the, do I love the person any less? Okay, do I love you? How could I? Do I trust you? How could I? Is the communication fucked up? Definitely. How could you?
Mm.
Like,
Kim.
Come on.
Kim.
And
but my, how do you
move
forward
like,
in
sound
a relationship?
Like you're getting a little upset because you're starting to curse and everything. So.
No,
well,
no,
I don't
no.
know what's wrong with that.
I
anyway.
Do curse, but I try to tone it down.
One at a time, one at a time.
I do curse, but I try to tone it down. And my opinion is my opinion. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm the only person that really got to accept it or acknowledge it, you know. But since it's such a good topic, yes, I'm giving my opinion on it. And my
to me,
opinion,
it don't, I,
it is.
Okay. To me, I don't think it's a fact of the person loving that person less. It becomes a fact of a trust issue now.
Right.
That's
okay. Which brings me to say, all right, which brings me to change up the topic a little bit, if I may, and a little more interest into it. Is a relationship really built on trust? What is the most important part of a relationship in your opinion?
Communication.
Exactly.
I'll go with that.
Communication.
Right.
Definitely.
But my thing is, how do you move forward when you say you're sorry, but you continue to do what you're doing?
That's true.
How do you? If he say he's sorry, but later on he continues to do what he do, how do you move forward in the relationship?
You know, like it's been said before, some people have such low self-esteem, they'll put up with anything.
Right.
I mean, no, it's not right. But that's on that individual to keep putting up with it, not knowing nowadays you can't enjoy sex or anything else no more. You know, you may end up dying from getting a piece. I mean, you know, if you're not out there covering it up, or like David was saying, you know, with the kissing thing. Hey, if you are going out there and, you know, you doing X, Y, Z with every female or every male that you encounter with, hey, you got some things wrong with your face. You know?
But, you know, there are so many people out there. I've come across some people in my life that, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, I've been with such and such hundreds of people, thousands of people. And
exactly.
I thought these people were joking until I really became, you know,
familiarized with that person.
And I have a conversation with someone, and this person has changed, totally changed, gave his or her life over to God. That is the type of people I've been connecting with lately. Totally changed, giving their lives over to God, put all that stuff aside, all that stuff down, and part of their testimony is, you know, I've been with, in my past, before I became who I am, thousands of people, hundreds of people. I'm lucky I don't have 50 kids out there, you know? And I'm like, wow, I thought this only existed on TV or in the movies or in nightmares and stuff. This does happen. There are people who are with hundreds of people constantly, thousands of people in their lives.
Divas, Dons and Divas, hold that thought. We're going to go to our next song. Everyone hold the line. We'll be right back with you.
Ladies, this your song. From Miami to the Bay. Ladies, this your song. I'm calling out. Way up in the sky. Turn around, let me see you from the back. I know you.
bottom to the top. Wanna see that waterfall drop, 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 drop. Girl, I know you gon' tell your friends. That's why I gotta beat it up like this. Turn in your mouth like this. Now they wanna know if I can give it. I'll beat it, beat it up. Afraid to let me play with your mind. You know what I'm talking about. In the bedroom or the couch, I'm out here screaming out. So baby, gonna take that thing to the house like a football game. And
pull your bag like a jersey.
All they gonna say is my name.
Bobby.
Take up all of your time, and I don't care if you a stripper, baby. Cause what I got is 90
years over. DJ Rockstar.
Look, I'm looking at the way your body just massage your mind. I know you feel me, girl, I'm all up beside your mind. She be like, stop, please, baby, don't go. While I be staring at her weave like it's gonna grow. Go back to the room, yeah, it's hammer time. Take your clothes off, let your pajamas fly. And keep it going with the motion. She up a pill, so you know about it. All that.
I'm going to ask a question to a male. Who's the male? Is Mike on the line?
No, we have David as well, I think. David, okay. You still here?
I have a question for the guy. You and your wife are separated, so you're living in different residence. You see an old friend, and, you know, you tell her that, you know, you and your wife are separated. So is it cheating when you pursue her? Is that considered cheating? Is she, like, cheating if she starts sleeping with him and dating him?
Wait, so you're saying that they separated? Is that considered cheating?
I mean, look, they're separated, but it's like, I'm quite sure they've been out together. Because I know people, they've been out together. I just noticed these people. So I'm like, looking, when she tells me, I'm like, I don't know. Because, you know, is it cheating? Because they're in separate homes. Like, he moved out the home. He's in an apartment.
I wouldn't say that's cheating.
No, because, you know, if they move out and they separate, it depends on how they stated. You understand?
But listen,
because
right, but they've been seen, the married couple, they've been seen out lately together. Even though he already stepped out on her, but they've been seen together lately. The person that he stepped out with starting to hear things that, you know, maybe he's getting back with his wife or, you know, or whatever.
I don't think
but
it's cheating.
Okay, all right.
I don't think it's cheating because they separated, even though they've been out together, or whatever the case is. So that's like, okay, well, I'm not with you no more. We separated.
Mm-hmm.
But then
mm-hmm.
somebody go back and they be like, oh, well, I seen your man or your wife or your husband with this person, such and such. And they say, well, we separated. You understand?
Okay.
So I wouldn't necessarily consider that cheating.
Okay.
Now, I consider they having an open relationship. You know how some people be like, oh, yeah, we separate to bring our relationship closer together. No. No.
Okay.
I would have said, so they're separated. They live in two different homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still dating, messing around?
No. What I'm saying is, like, a friend of mine said she saw his wife and him together at a function. Mm-hmm.
But I know the person that I know who's been seeing him. So she was told that. So she said, well, you think they're getting back together? And I'm like, well, I don't know. She asked me, do you think they're going to get back together? I'm like, well, if they get back together, what do you think you're going to do?
But see, I disagree with that, though, because if you're separated, then keep it moving. If you're going to try and work on it and appear at functions and still be together.
That's it.
The person has somebody. If that other person doesn't know, then yes, it's cheating because now
right.
you're cheating on that person.
Exactly.
On the false right. pretenses.
Exactly.
So yes, that's cheating.
But she, right, exactly, because when we were out somewhere and we were at a function or whatever, and we, you know, he just said, yeah, you know, we're separated. I'm living at so-and-so. She's going to be home. I'm like, oh. So we know you're going to mingle, whatever. So I'm looking and come back, and she's like, for that hang. I'm like, why, you know, how long have you been separated? Are we just going to go out for some drinks? I'm like, yeah, all right, you know, whatever. I'm to find out, you know, and everything, whatever. But it's been lately, last week or whatever, a friend of ours saw them to be him and his, you know, wife. Well, I thought that he's still married, so you still say wife. Because he's still married to her. He's not divorced, but he's still his wife.
Okay, but that's just like a married couple. Okay, just because you married doesn't mean, and you separated doesn't mean y'all still together. You know, just because
you
got
live in the
divorce,
same house, but you live in the same house, Mike. I think when you live in the same house, I mean, he moved out the house. He doesn't live in the house. He moved out. He got an apartment.
Okay.
He moved out the house. So she's in the house with the, you know, the kids and everything. But then they weren't together. I don't know because I didn't ask what was the situation, whatever. But like I said, we was at a function. And I'm like, no, Howard, you don't know if they're going to get back together. But you don't know when, because they have marital problems or whatever, and they've been separated for 6 months. But things may occur when they see each other go out, and the best they may get back together. So who gets hurt in this situation? Let me see. You do?
Exactly.
I
think it depends on how you justify the situation.
No, she's getting hurt. She's getting hurt, Mike.
Maybe I'm hearing it wrong. Okay, let me see if I got it right. He moved out.
It was three of us. We all went out, and we just saw him at a function. We're like, hey, what's going on? And we're like, how was so-and-so? He's like, oh, yeah, we separated. We're like, oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So me and my other friend, we just decided to go mingle because we saw somebody else. She was still talking to him. And I don't know what they were talking about, but she wound up getting his number. So I'm like, I just want to get his number. And he's so, well, they separated, kid. I'm like, girl, oh, whatever. You do you. That's how that transpires.
But see,
that goes on. More often than we think it does. We're going to take another caller. Big Homie, are you there? Big Homie, are you there?
Run that topic, Roddy, one more time. Run that topic, Roddy.
This guy is the whole topic.
Okay, hi, Big Homie. First of all, we'd like to welcome you to Love Fantasy.
Oh,
with
the God.
This is going to be
the whole show.
Just want to let you know what the topic is right now.
Okay, get the
record. If you're in a relationship and you cheat on your mate, does that mean you love your mate?
Yes, it still do.
How?
I knew he would say that too.
Now listen. I know you heifers are emotionally connected to the cheating shit, and I take that shit more serious.
Oh, yeah.
Let me finish. Everybody make mistakes. Shut up with the cackling. Stop the goddamn cackling.
Watch your mouth.
All right, my bad. All right, right.
No,
the TV squad. My bad. Hold up. Listen. When I made a mistake with my life, and I was out here being reckless and risking my life, did that mean I didn't love myself? No, it didn't. If I make a mistake in my relationship, that don't mean I don't love my wife.
Exactly. You just had a reckless moment for a second and went and did something with somebody else.
And no matter how much you ladies don't want to agree with it. Y'all don't got to, because we got our own opinions, and this don't apply to every case of infidelity. But in some parts of infidelity, both partners play a part.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course,
that's why men only think good. With one head.
Well, listen, that's the only head that matters. Shut up.
the sad part about that is, too, is that for the guys, okay, you're married and you're with someone, and your wife decides that she wants to cheat on you and give her stuff to somebody else.
Right.
You just say, oh, it's okay, come on back home.
No, I'm fired. You're fired. I'm a hot boy. I was placed with
the standard. So it's a double standard, though.
It's double standard. Yeah.
Now, listen, if you could call it a double standard. Listen, you could call it a double standard if you want to, but I can't set your standards and what you allow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't allow that ever.
But why is it okay for you to do it?
I never said it was okay. I have a different standard. I'm bringing so much to the table, and if you fucking jump out the window, listen,
wow.
I'm bringing so much to the table that if you decide to jump out the window, you better jump out with a fucking winner.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, why do you have to put all the profanity in there? We can't
see. Oh, my bad. You say money. I'm sorry, ladies. Listen, ladies, I'm so sorry. I got to get adjusted. I got to get adjusted to Wednesday. Because on Mondays, we be saying all kind of filth flam.
Oh, we would definitely want to thank you for calling in and supporting us. Thank
you know what?
So much.
Dons and Divas, hold it up. We're going to go to another phone.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right
oh, my
back.
God. I just knew he was going to say something like this. I just knew.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here. It makes me wanna let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around. Are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in.
boy. Ow. Yes.
Is that the cocaine Mary?
Is that the what?
The cocaine Mary. I like the cocaine Mary.
That is not the cocaine. Oh, my God.
Cocaine Mary?
She made some bad albums back then. She did.
Yes, the cocaine Mary is the shiznills.
I agree. I'm her biggest fan. I love me some Mary J. Blige.
Is that Michelle?
Huh?
Is that Michelle?
That's Rachel.
No, that's Rachel.
That's
right. You ain't right.
What I do? Yes.
Be nice, sweetie. Okay.
I wasn't being nice. I'm trying to apologize to Michelle.
This is the Diva Squad. We're talking about this relationship thing. I want to know, why is it okay if you go out here, do your dirt, but the wife would have to go?
Hey,
wait a minute, you didn't hear what he said. He said he got a lot of stuff that he brings to the table.
It don't
that
matter.
Yes,
don't matter.
I want to make sure it doesn't
that's
matter.
Materialistic.
Let me answer the question. May I ask you a question? Why you don't smoke crack?
Oh, my God.
Because I choose not to.
Because you got standards.
Right.
I'm not accountable for my partner's standards. I'm accountable for mine.
There's a few things
in my life that I'm not going to never tolerate, ever.
What do you expect for her to tolerate yours?
Listen. I didn't make her take me back. I didn't put a gun to her head.
Okay. Well,
as
long as y'all got that
understanding, pretty much it's just standards. If everybody has different standards, and let's reverse it. If she was the breadwinner and she was bringing home the money,
she is the breadwinner. She is the breadwinner. My little check.
If she holds
my little check.
How is it? Okay. So how, why is it okay for you then?
I never said it was okay. Stop using that word.
That's what you said. You said.
I didn't say it was okay.
You said if she's going to jump out the window, she better jump.
She better jump with a winner. See, without the breadwinner thing is like, that's a small dynamic in my household because for 20 years, the positions changes all the time. So you may be the breadwinner this year. Or next year it could be me. So that's not an issue in my household. The thing is that most of y'all women can contest to this fact that there's too many men that don't have enough skills. And it's not about making money. It's about maintaining a house, being able to cook, being able to repair your house, you know, and being able to be a man among men so that when you come get your husband, you know that other men is respectful of him. So there's a lot of things that go into being me besides earning a check that you ain't going to be able to find that shit with these other dudes. Excuse me. So when you jump out the window, you may jump out the window and find a dude with a better job, but how many other skills do he bring to the table?
All right. So with the other skills that she said, let's just say the other skills that you bring to the table, let's just say. Okay. Now, so if you go out and you do something and you cheat, her standards aren't as high as yours?
I think her love for me is stronger than her stance.
Okay. That love is powerful then, yeah. And what about your love for her not to do it?
Yeah, but I'm a real gorilla. You know what I mean? I'm an '80s baby. I was raised by some certified junkies, man. And what I can tell you is this: it's harder to replace a good man than it is a good woman. Because most of y'all women are Most of y'all women are already on top of y'all game. This is y'all don't date women. Y'all don't date women, so y'all don't know. most women are already on top of their careers, got their shit together, and know where they're going in life. It takes men longer. The chances of you leaving another good man and finding another one is slim to none.
I'm not following that theory, but I agree with you, my brother. I'm being honest, I'm not following that theory because
you don't date women. This is what I'm telling you. Listen, I'm gonna say it slow, because so, I know you sound like you're slow. Listen, say it slow. Listen.
Slow. I'm slow when it comes down to your theory. That sounds
all
like
right. I'm gonna say it slow for you. Just listen for a second.
All right, listen.
Just listen. Most men got 5 felonies, 8 baby mothers, bone smugglers. They in the closet taking it wrong. The odds of you finding a good man do all that crap is low. Now, women, most women don't have felonies. Most women don't got 9 baby daddies. Most women ain't closet Elaine degenerates and stuff like that. Most women got careers, they got jobs, they working, they got their life in order. So for me to find another good woman, if I pick 10, 5 of them is going to be good women. If you pick 10 guys, 8 of them is going to be rat dirty dirt bags.
See, I disagree, because honestly, I think that what you can't do and what you can't provide and what the circumstances might be, I think at the end of the day, if you pick, let's just say you pick 5 women, okay, 5 women that's on their grown woman stuff and they're handling their business, okay, fine. But then if I go out and I pick 10, you're saying that only 2 of them is good?
Yes.
At the other 8 is not?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Don't agree with you.
And listen, is any other woman in disagreement with that?
Yeah, because why can't I go out there? Why can't there be a ratio? Why can't there be 6 more men out
there
instead of 2?
All right, listen.
It's not
a reason of why can't there be numbers. Half of these dudes got felonies. Half of these dudes got 20 kids. Half of these dudes live in Atlanta and they love other men.
I think that number should be a little higher, you know.
A little higher.
How much higher?
I think it should be a little higher. Because
how much?
At least 5.
Five out of ten men is good?
Yeah.
With all these lonely ass broads you trying to tell me fuck?
No.
That's because they choose to be lonely.
Listen, if there's 5 good men, that means that every two men that you date, one of those men was good. What's the problem then?
Listen, isn't it that women chose to be lonely? They just chose a different path of dating. They don't have to be in a relationship just to be dating.
All the chicks that say that I'm independent and I want to be by myself right there, that hooker is lying.
Big homie. What's the most important part of a relationship?
The sex.
Oh my God.
Why did I ask
Listen,
you that?
Women are emotionally creatures, and that answer don't apply to them. Listen. One thing about it, I want all y'all ladies to listen. I'm not just saying this stuff to make y'all laugh. Y'all also took it to a dude who's going to tell y'all the truth, how men think. And if y'all real smart, y'all would pay attention to how men think and not how you feel. To a man, he don't give a fuck. He don't care how good you can cook a steak, how much you can clean his clothes. He don't care if you rub his back every
Big
night.
Big homie.
Yes.
I'm going to say this because I know that you're going to say it and use explicit lyrics. It matters how the woman polishes the big homie's knob.
Men know something about women, that y'all sensitive creatures. So if you ask a man something, your man something, he going to tell you what you want to hear because he don't want to have no beef. He don't want to have no beef tonight. So So when you ask a man, what is the most important part of this relationship, dear, to you? He'll say, baby, trust, loyalty, and your beautiful smile. But deep down inside, he gonna be saying, the way you arch your back when I'm blowing your back out.
Okay. All right, we have another male perspective. Elijah, are you there? Elijah.
What's up, Divas?
What's up, Divas?
Hi.
Oh, my God.
What up, E? Right. What up, E?
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Welcome to Love Energy with
Divas. I'm trying to school these women, man. They don't want to listen.
Well, check this out. I can't really... I see what you're saying, but I can't really dispute what you're saying, my brother. But let me just show you a flip side to that, because what you're speaking on is based on your reality and your perception.
No question.
And I would assume the type of environment or caliber of people that you hang with. So that's your reality. And I know what you're saying, because I'm born and raised in Brooklyn. But on the flip side of that now, you know, I'm a brother that to this day is part of, you know, my old fraternity, and there's a lot of brothers out there in particular who not in the closet, that are professionals, that to this day, you know what I'm saying, are doing good things. So it depends on where you looking for as far as the women. It depends on what gene pool they looking in. You know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. I hear what you're saying. Like 80% of the brothers that from where I grew up, downtown Gowanus, Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn to this day. A lot of them got felonies. A lot of them got this. And you know, they can't get no job. So you're right in that aspect, but that's that environment and that's your perception. But there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of brothers out there who on the flip side is doing the right thing.
Time out. Time out. Let's not stretch it to the millions. Let's not stretch it to the millions.
I
could be hundreds of thousands, but it ain't millions.
I go to reunions to this day, my brother. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm in a union.
We plugged into this day. I go to my college and old alma mater reunions to this day.
Time out. Let me ask you a question, E. So if you got all those credentials, you're a graduate, you know, you're doing good in the community and all this other stuff, you still can't be a scumbag?
No. I never said that. Your philosophy was if you line up 10 men, 8 of them are going to be this, 8 are going to be that, going to have felony, blah, blah, blah. But those statistics are based on your reality. So in the actual reality globally, your statistics is way off, because you're only seeing or you're only associating or surrounding yourself with those particular brothers that got that.
I'm a professional. I'm a corner office dude.
Yeah, but listen, I can line up the same amount of... It depends on the gene pool you're going from, like I said. So, I mean, globally, those statistics is off. Yeah, it seems like the jails... It seems like the jails is filled with a lot of black men. It seems like there's a lot of
bodies
out there. But if you take the total number of black men on the earth and then compare to the statistics, you'll see that you're way off.
All right, here's what I'm saying, though. I'm not talking about a demographic of guys that's in a fraternity or a group. I'm talking about randomly. If you pick 10 guys randomly, women date guys randomly. If you pick 10 guys randomly out of a pool of people in the mall, 8 of them jokers, I guarantee you, will have some qualities that will make her say, I don't know about this one.
I don't know about that. Like I said, that's your reality. That's your perception.
It ain't my reality. I'm just saying the fact. I know
I guess it depends on what mall you're going to. If you're going downtown, full street, you're going to that mall and shit.
That's true.
That's right.
But you know what I found out? In rich areas, which I live in, there's a lot of pedophiles in rich areas. So what mall, do it really matter?
I think it depends where you're looking at, too, though.
Point I'm trying to say, really, is like I said, because you were focusing on what you were saying. I hear where you're coming from, but I just don't know about whether there's more.
That's a rough number.
I think women do have a wide variety of choice. It just depends on where they're looking for their man at. That's all.
If you rolled the dice, who would you think would have an easier time randomly picking a good mate, a man or a woman?
Well, I can't speak for all men. I can speak for myself, and I can say based on what I bring to the table, I got just as much chance of pulling any professional, decent woman who's looking for a decent man as a woman does. So I can't speak for all men.
She don't got to be a professional to be a good woman.
But that's what I'm looking for. See, it depends on what you're looking for and what you want. See, I require nowadays, I used to be that dude that was that punk that got played and blah, blah, blah. But my requirements nowadays is that you got to bring to the table at least what I'm bringing to the table. If something happened, you know, if I love you, I'm saying I make enough to support both of us, but you got to have something going on in your life.
Your lady right now makes crazy guap.
What's up?
Your lady right now makes big money.
Oh, right now? No, I'm single right now.
Oh, man, listen, next right call now. Up. What the hell?
Thank you. Or whatever the case may be, but nobody ain't doing all that.
just to talk.
If you're asking me my personal opinion, I think that our communication should be strong enough for you to come to me personally. I don't think that our business should be discussed, whether it's to one of my friends or to one of his friends or somebody that I just met. I think that the communication should be strong enough for you to come to that person and speak to that person about it.
Right.
I'm gonna give y'all ladies. I'm gonna give y'all ladies a jewel. Give y'all ladies a jewel, and y'all remember this, or else y'all gonna be, you know, down the road, y'all gonna say, big homie was smart, and I should have listened.
Oh God.
Oh God. What is? Oh my God.
Internet dating.
Oh God.
Right.
Uh huh.
All this stuff. Plenty of fish, all this blackplanet.com crap. I want y'all to understand, just like y'all know a lot of women that y'all know personally that's never going to live up to their profile.
Uh-huh.
Every dude, almost 89% of guys on the internet, is going to say whatever it takes for you to like them.
Right.
And you got to remember that.
Yeah, I agree with that, but when you be more, you know, conscious, where you figure that out for yourself, like make sure you know before he even go ahead and say something, like something about you listening.
No,
because
y'all are wired to appreciate all that stuff.
Oh,
if a dude tell you nice eyes, now all of a sudden you're in the mirror like, yes, my eyes are nice. Your joints ain't nice. Your joints is just dark brown. Shut up. And you look
God.
Like you high right now, too. So that ain't even sexy.
Oh, God. I think it's a person looking to date someone else on the internet that they have to use their own discretion.
You got to do their own discretion.
Exactly.
But you know, you ever see, like, on Facebook, some woman to say some man-bashing stuff? That's just her personal experience, and she's just letting the guy have it. And some dude was like, yeah, baby, they all, them guys ain't nothing. You deserve better. How do you know she deserves better? She could be a booger. She could be a booger.
Wow.
He just jumped out the window on some Don Juan lover boy.
Wow.
Yeah, baby, you right, and they ain't nothing. You deserve better. You's a beautiful creature. No, she not. You don't see her profile picture?
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
He's telling people that.
Dudes on there liking stuff they should be liking. She over there disrespecting the whole mankind. Men ain't nothing. Men ain't nothing. Yeah, you right, baby. Dude, you a man.
Wow.
If there was a chance that you could hit like 9 times, some of these dudes would hit like 9 times on some stupid posts.
Maybe they trying to get with that female. You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
Yes. And y'all like that. Y'all, he likes it. He liked it. I don't like
it.
He liked it. I don't like men.
No.
I like him.
A lot of women is not doing that. That's not into that. That's not, you know, they're not doing that. What you're talking about, they're not doing it.
Do you date women?
Huh?
Do you date women?
No.
Press 1 to get in on this topic. The number to call is 646-238-3838. Press 1 to get in on this hot topic with the Diva Squad and the callers. Don't be scared. I promise me and Ray will not bite.
Ladies, listen, I'm not pulling this stuff out of my butt. All my friends mostly are girls. Most of all my friends is girls, and I have real conversations with them. So I know what's really going on with these chicks, and I be telling them, like, yo, you went for that? You really went for that? She's like, wow, there's something wrong with that? There's something wrong with that big dummy. I'm saying, if a dude tell you he's an astronaut, at least make him show you the space shuttle. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, the space shuttle.
We have another caller on. We have Eric Vandross on the phone. Eric, are you there?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, how y'all doing, you fellas family?
We're all doing
right.
Great. How are you? You there?
Are you there, Eric? Eric.
Uh-oh.
That's that Boost Mobile right there, baby.
$25. Eric, are you there?
You said Boost Mobile?
Mike and Big Homie.
Yes.
Both of you guys behave now.
We gotta what? Behave too? No person and behaving?
Yeah,
no.
You have to behave on a D with Quad Shell. You have to behave.
I don't know about this. I gotta talk to the management about this.
I'm proud of them. Thank you guys.
I said,
thank you guys.
First,
I
all
know,
gotta behave.
I'm serious.
Oh,
Mike can't say nothing.
It's like being on parole, man. Just in a cup to call this show.
We do have to put you on parole for you come on your cup.
I got to pee in a cup to come on this show. God damn.
He's on probation, T. You going to put him on probation.
I do. Yeah, I'm going to have to do sessions with him.
Golly.
But you know what? I am so happy to call.
May I ask y'all a question, ladies? So let's just say hypothetically, because everybody wants themselves the perception of themselves to be perfect, and they don't want to morally corrupt their appearance by saying, you know, I make mistakes, I would do this, but it don't look good. People don't really get the guts to say, yeah, I would do that, even though it's not a good thing. So here's my situation. I know who this girl is going through. She built this guy for 17 joints since she was a kid. The thing got corny. She made a mistake, and she stepped out. Now, the other dude that she's stepping out with is banging her brains out. She can't even think.
Wow.
Now her old dude is looking super corny. If that was you... Not saying that you're the cheater and none of that, just hypothetically, because I know none of you chicks never did nothing like that before. Hypothetically, how would you handle that situation?
I will tell you how I would handle that situation right after we bring Eric right back on. Eric, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
did you,
yeah.
Eric, did you heard our topics for tonight?
I did miss that. I came in kind of late. But I had a question for you, though.
I will repeat it for you. If you're in a relationship and you cheat on your mate, does it mean you love your mate?
You don't love him.
Exactly.
Okay. And why?
He didn't answer.
Oh.
Well, it's a number of reasons why people cheat, though.
Okay.
That's a case-by-case basis. But, you can't truly love somebody and then do that stuff.
That's right. That's right. I agree. Uh-huh. I agree.
But why can't you? So if you do something out of anger, you go back with that person, does that mean you don't love them?
Anger? Go to anger management classes.
Okay. there's a difference.
That's what I mean.
Searching.
Different types. Yeah.
I would say
no. I mean, first of all, the word love has been raped over the years. Everybody got a different definition. But if you truly love somebody, out of anger or not, you know, the real meaning of love means you don't want to ever do anything to hurt that person.
Amen.
Right. So,
but you're not perfect. But you're not
just
perfect.
Just for me, my brother. Just for me.
Exactly.
Just for me. So, you don't even get to the point where you want to do something out of anger to hurt them back.
because right. you love them.
Can I
so,
ask that person
I mean,
that, right now?
It depends on how
maturity has a lot to do with it, though. Maturity.
Yes. Okay, can I ask you
yes.
something? I want to ask
yes.
you the same question I asked somebody else earlier, and I never got an answer to. Okay?
Go ahead, Mike.
You with a female that you've been with, right? You and this female breaks up. All right? She leaves you. You understand? But you, your heart is, you know, pounding with this female, but she leaves you. You meet somebody else, right? You get with them. Now this female that you was dealing with had left you, but you know the situation she gave to you, it was proper situation in your mind. So now you got this female that left you, and then the female that you with. You decide to do something one time only and one time only with this female that left you that your heart was crushed with, okay? But you still go back to your other female. Does that make you, does that mean you don't love them?
Yes.
No, it don't.
Yeah, it does. Because you should love the person. You should love the person.
How does that mean you don't love them?
I'm about to tell you. You should be.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the guy.
It was a general question.
I said, what I said was.
38 talking to you.
Personally,
I stand by what I said, because if you truly love the new chick, then you would tell her, look, I mean, listen, it's just for different preferences. I still stick by, no, you don't really love her. Because if you really loved her, you would have either said, listen, I've still got old feelings for my old ex. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go out and cheat on you. I don't want to hurt you. I'd rather break up with you. You go back
to
your
ex. So you can't love two people?
Me, my brother, it's just for me.
I'm asking you, you can't love two people. You can't love two people.
What's up?
You can't love two people?
See, it depends on what you call love. To me, love is that you don't want to hurt the person that say
you definition,
love.
Your definition of love define love, you can't love two people.
Some people say they can.
Not
right.
asking him. I'm asking him.
You saying it depends on what you're saying.
I'm saying the way you love somebody, you can love two people.
Hold on, let me answer. I see what he's saying. You can love two people, you can love 10 people, but when it comes time to making sure the one that you with that you love, you don't do nothing to hurt them. You can love 1,000 people. Yeah, in our relationships and lives, we can love more than one person. But you would sacrifice your desire to get with that old ex just not to hurt the one you with if you truly love her. And if you feel like you want to get with the old one, you come communicate with the new one. You never know. She might say, you know what? I love you enough. If you just want to do this one, I'm just saying. You just don't know.
Right.
Hold on. You don't know
right.
if you don't ask. She might mess your head up and say, listen, if you need to get this off, you go ahead and do that. One time, boom, boom, come on back
that's
and do
right.
it. I'm done. But you got to give her the chance, if you
that's
love
true.
Her, to make
that's
that
true.
Decision. That's how
that's
I feel.
True. Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you another question. Is there a such thing as mistakes?
Oh, God. You make a mistake.
Nah, a mistake is when you do something and you don't know better. If you know better before you do it, it's not a mistake. It's intentional.
Premeditated.
It's premeditated, pre-planned, and you get 20 to life for that.
I don't get parole, sir.
That's all depending on the parole officer. If she want to...
Oh boy!
The parole officer got all the power. That's up to them.
Okay. I really
need to ask y'all this question.
They can throw your ass in the box, or they can give the pass.
Who is that, Eric?
Yeah. I need to ask y'all a question. It's in line with what we're talking about. Why do we have to play? And I'm talking about both genders now. Why do we have to play so many games? Why?
I don't play games.
I don't play games. I'm too old.
Wanks?
I don't even like Xbox.
Yo, bro.
I don't play no
Who that? Who that? Who that?
Mike? I'm not in for.
Yeah,
I don't play games either.
Xbox.
Okay,
let me go a little further, because I think we still, even as mature as we are, and even as straight up as we are, that's how how prevalent it's become, because some of us play games and we don't even know we're playing games. Like
that is true. That is true.
You know, the whole manipulation thing, you know.
I'm not going to make this move unless you make this move.
How can you play? I want you to give me an example of how you can play games with somebody and not know you're doing it. I'm lost there.
I mean, it just becomes second nature. Like that whole thing, okay, I got a number tonight, but the rule is I can't call for 2 days.
Right, right.
You know,
that's the whole rule.
You know, I mean, you don't want to look desperate or what have you, or what, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I'm saying these little things that this has been ingrained in us, and we don't even realize we're playing this game.
Wasn't you the one that just talked about maturity? But see, that's because people don't. This is what I will add to that. A lot more people need to learn to be individuals and not that stereotypical stuff that we was brought up as men don't do this, women don't do that.
Right.
Tell you something. It's about maturity. If you go out with somebody and you date somebody and she give you the number and you feeling her, you better call her the damn next day if you want to.
Hold up. This is a single guy, right?
That's a reflection of your own whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's a reflection to me. That's a reflection of a man's own insecurity. Who going to dictate to me I got to wait 3 days to call a chick? I mean, that's because you're living by what, you know, by society standards. Be an individual. Well, at the end of the day, you shouldn't care what nobody else think about you but you. Nobody. This old men ain't supposed to cry, sensitive.
Right.
You guys are hilarious. Let's get deep with it. Even when my brother said, if you really want to know the truth, men is just as sensitive as women. We were just taught not to show it and to hide it because it makes you look like a punk. You know what? Forget all that.
Can you just say I'm just as sensitive as women?
Yeah, you know.
And I think you are.
I will say that, my brother. I am just as sensitive as a woman. You know
there
why?
You go. That just works better for me right there.
At the end of the day, before man or woman, we both human beings. We cry, we feel.
No question.
Even Jesus cries. So you know what? I ain't no brave to say I'm sensitive. You right.
I'm not that. I have no problem saying I'm sensitive, but I ain't crying for no bullshit.
That's you, my brother.
Eric.
You.
Eric.
Yes, I'm here.
Excuse me, Eric.
Pressure bust.
Yeah.
What's the most important part of a relationship to you?
Conversation.
I'm gonna have to get real on y'all here, I'm gonna have to get biblical on y'all, that being on one accord in the spirit, you know, spirituality,
what?
Being on one accord, yeah.
I gotta go. TC, Frank, Ravina, all the fellas online.
Wait a minute. Before you leave, because time is of essence, I just looked. Do you have a final say-so on this topic?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do, but I'm going to save mine. I'm gonna save mine to Monday on my show, so I can say it. So I can say it like I want to say it. This foolery is going on. Whatever y'all call this.
Jonathan Divas.
I hope this stuff don't rub off on me. I swear to God.
Hold on.
Thank you. I'm
going to bring
one last caller on before it's too late.
Dallas,
are you there?
I'm here.
Dallas,
what
you
doing,
son?
Yeah, I was busy, man. I was busy taking care of some
you
stuff.
You should
man,
hear the fury going on over here, son.
What happened, man? Bring it down. Let me hear my man. Wait, what happened, player?
Oh, these dudes, what I just said, say it, son. I can't even repeat the crap. I'm just saying, it's so bad right now, I'm going to go in the back and shoot myself in the head.
Big homie, stop it.
I'm going to kill myself right now.
Dallas, you have a topic for
Dallas. No, I don't even know. I don't know what's going on. What happened? What I missed?
If you're in a relationship and you cheat on your mate, does that mean you love your mate?
I can still love him, yeah. Why I can't?
It's only me and you, son. It's only me and you, son. It's only me and you, son.
I said it, too.
Say the same thing. You can still love your mate in different forms of cheating. You can still love your mate.
I'm going to ask you the second question. What's the most important part of the relationship?
The most important relationship? I'm going to say it's true.
Talking.
Now, big homie.
I've been talking to anybody, but anybody can't work this thing now.
Except his was sex.
I can say that on this show. I can say that on this show.
You can say sex.
Your person though, not
I didn't know I could say that on that show. That's definitely the most important to me.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. You see that?
What, Seth? You ain't right. You ain't right, Seth.
Hold on. See how he switched up so quick? Y'all dudes is so quick.
This dude right here is crying with his lady. This dude right here is crying with his lady, son.
Oh, my God.
See, that's so typical. That is.
He held his lady head.
Hey, big homie was going to step in and step in for the cornball response. He switched up. Come on, man.
Yo, it's only jokes. It's only jokes, but you are going to hold your head, your lady head, and cry with her.
Listen, let me tell
what
you
happened?
I am by far a soft dude, my brother. But what I'm saying is, our image is not dictated by men or other people think of me. If you really call yourself a man, then your image, your all that other BS we was taught growing up, I grew up going in private all my life, my brother. But if you really a man, you are not going to allow yourself to be dictated by what no other person think about you. All that image stuff, I came up with that, my brother. That's part of the problem in our community. We too busy worried about this man gonna think I'm a punk, or I gotta do this, I gotta fight him, I gotta do that. Nah, I don't evolve past that, my brother. That's all I'm saying. There's another level of understanding and intelligence that we gotta get to. That's all I'm saying. So don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? I've been there and I did that. But how long are you going to let other people dictate, you know what I'm saying, your actions, your behavior, and how you feel about yourself? If you know you ain't no punk, if you know you ain't no chump, you don't give a F about what nobody else thinks. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Okay. Dimes and Divas. Unfortunately, we are out of time, and I'm going to switch it over to the other diva, Miss Ray.
All right.
What's your ending word, sweetie?
I want to thank all the callers that called in and showed us love tonight. Dave, Mike, Vanessa, Kim, Kia, Big Homie, Elijah, Eric, Dallas. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the listeners. Next time, set one. I want to thank God. I want to thank DQ Palace. I want to thank you, Miss Diva T. My final thought on tonight's topic, self-awareness. Know yourself. Communicate. And communicate. That's all I got to say. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of my fellow Diva.
Before we end, we have K.L. Belvin on the line.
Hello,
are you there?
Hello, how we talking?
Hi, how are you? Everyone that's listening, this is the host for tomorrow's show, which is Reality and Relationships. This is K.L. It will be K.L. and his wife, Tiffany, so make sure you tune in tomorrow, which I'm going to announce it all. But how are you tonight, K.L.?
I am good. I was just calling in to check out a little bit of what was
going on and just heard a little bit about the cheating comment and you love your lady while cheating. And I was like, uh-oh, that's right along my lines. I said, let me see if I can jump in and say a little something.
Well, thank you
for calling in. Go ahead and get your opinion on it.
All right, real talk is that I don't believe a man can actually say he loves his woman if he's cheating on her, because you wouldn't violate her and yourself if you actually loved her. Now, the confusion is because most men are liars to themselves. It's very easy to lie to their women. So they'll say that they love their woman when it actually the problem they have is the self-love that they should have for themselves. And so there's no way you can lay with the next woman and think that them going home and laying next to your woman, that there's not something wrong with that. And if you confuse yourself into thinking that there is nothing wrong with it, well, then there is no love. And love can't exist in that situation.
Yes.
As a former cheater and a person that's gotten caught a few times cheating, I tried to go that route and act as if that I did love my woman, but you can't. And I think, and I don't know the brother's name, I think it's very important what he said about trying to live up to what other people think. That's got to be dead, because if you love your woman, there's no one outside that circle except your woman and you. Uh-huh. So if you're hurting her, it don't make a difference what's going on around you. You got to correct that first.
That's right.
So you can't be with the next chick and even remotely think that anything's positive. I hear people try to justify cheating. Well, the next chick has an understanding ear. Well, why her leg go? The other chick has a nice place for him to rest his head when he got problems with his woman. Well, he got issues there that he didn't need to go to the next one.
Exactly. Right.
He's fixed at home, so everything is comfortable at home. All that next chick is a rest stop.
That's right.
You can't be a rest stop and actually think you're repairing anything.
That's right. In your face, Mike. What?
And everyone, make sure, and I will repeat it in a few minutes, make sure this is our new host that's starting the show tomorrow from 8 to 10. Make sure you tune in to him and his wife's show, Reality and Relationships.
Yeah, we're going to keep it real.
And Tiffany.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about, are monogamous relationships still realistic? Simply, so that's why when I heard you talk about it tonight, I was laughing. I said, because we're going to talk about some of this tomorrow, that I have friends who are actually giving up on relationships because they don't think that they're actually a realistic thing. And it's killing me to hear that, because as folks of color, we got to fight real hard to hold our relationships together, because that's actually what freed us from slavery. With our relationships and our connections to each other and God. And somehow we done got that severed.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't want to give away everything we're going to talk about tomorrow, but that's something that we really got to get back to. And it starts with stop cheating. Sex can't be that important that you want to destroy a couple different people. Because that's what you're doing when you're cheating.
Mm. Amen to that.
I want to say shout out to the fam on the radio. I'm happy to be here, and I want to wish you guys success too, because I actually tuned in to listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right,
Dons and Divas.
Wow.
That's about it for tonight. And, you know, like everyone was, you know, has their own opinion about the situation. But it is, you know, like, hey, me being a female, no, you don't love me. Bottom line, don't care. You don't. But anyway, I want to thank all the callers, listeners, and most of all, the man up above. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We have 9 different shows, 11 different hosts. Starting March the 27th on Wednesday. Right after our show, we will have Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10 with Rakim Chicky Singleton. Thursday, starting tomorrow night, Reality and Relationships from 8 to 10 with KL and Tiffany Belvin. Friday, we have Love and Entertainment, 6 to 9, your host Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9, Lavina Polite. Also starting Sunday, April the 7th, 9 to 10, we have Eric Bendro. Monday, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9, your host, Steph Dallas. Right after his show, you have speaking out my point of view from 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood. Tuesdays, GPS Sports from 8 to 10 with the mayor. It's been a great pleasure to everyone. I just want to thank you and hope everyone have a great, pleasant weekend. We're going to go out with our last song, Love on Top by Beyonce, the remix. Have a blessed week.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever.
As we dance.